I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's little train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Update for Nacimiento pipe leak at next Board of Supervisors meeting. Templeton Community Services District swearing in board members. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with some rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Public Works Department will be giving an update to the Board of Supervisors regarding the Nacimiento water pipeline repair at Yerba Buena Creek Crossing. The update provides background on the repair efforts as well as an estimated completion date. Repair efforts began after a leak was discovered at the Yerba Buena Creek Crossing on July 24, 2024. A contractor excavated a section of the pipeline underneath Yerba Creek, discovering a 2-inch leak that was caused by corrosion damage. Repairs to the pipeline, according to the report, were finalized in November 2024, with work beginning on November 18th. Public Works anticipates emergency repairs to be completed by the end of December. This update will be given on the December 17th Board of Supervisors meeting, and further updates will be provided until repairs are completed. The Templeton Community Services District's next meeting is Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. The board will swear in its members Naveed Farnadesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone. Outgoing board member Jeff English did not seek re-election, but will be recognized at this meeting. On the board's agenda is a review of its mission statement and 2020 to 2023 strategic plan, with the potential to schedule a strategic planning session in 2025. You can attend the CSD's meeting in person or watch online. County Homeless Services Division releases 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment Report during a public hearing on Tuesday. Homeless Services Division has released a statement on this report, saying they received 918 survey responses for the assessment and conducted several workshops in the region. According to the survey, affordable housing is ranked as the most needed community activity, with 78% of responders citing it as a higher need for the county. Other results include 38% of respondents having a low, very low, or extremely low income, and over 77% of those who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Results from this assessment will inform the 2025 to 2029 consolidated plan, which outlines funding priorities for federal community grant programs. San Miguel's 34th annual Christmas Light Parade is set for next Saturday, December 21st. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on Mission Street in San Miguel, and festivities continue at the fire station with an opportunity to meet Santa Claus. Toys for kids and hot chocolate will be available for all. For those looking to participate in the parade, you can apply online at sanmiguelcsd.org or find an application at the San Miguel Fire Station. Tomorrow night, Atascadero's Winter Wonderland will be bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event.
Friday, December 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown, we will have 70 tons of snow to make that snow slide area. Everybody's involved. All ages can come and enjoy the snow pile areas, the snow slide itself. They can also enjoy the different bounce houses and bungee jumping. We have over 50 vendors in the downtown. We have a ton of our community coming out to sing in the choir and dance. So it involves pretty much everyone, and there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Atascadero's Winter Wonderland is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. Entertainment for the evening will feature Atascadero High School's cheer team, the Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, high school and middle school choirs and bands, and holiday music by Medina Light Show Design. And next week will be holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Here's Terry Banish once again on that.
Charles Paddock Zoo, we have our holiday magic that will be featured on the 21st of December, and we'll have a lot of decorations are happening at the zoo. A lot of changes are happening at the zoo. We're getting ready to open a new habitat, so more to come on that. I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but a lot of changes are happening at the zoo, and we're excited to be able to have such a gym in our neighborhood, in our backyard, to really showcase.
In sports for the NFL, Thursday night football, the Rams will face the 49ers. In the NBA, the Rockets beat the Warriors 91-90, the Hawks over the Knicks 108-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans, the Pistons will go against the Celtics, and the Raptors will face Miami. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. Fire crews hoping the end of red flag conditions will allow them to make more progress today against the 4,000-acre Franklin fire in Malibu. This woman and her husband lost their rental house.
We heard screaming in our neighborhood. We just knew something was off. And then we got a call from our landlord, and he just said, hey, there's a fire. You need to go.
Nine structures destroyed. Another six have been damaged. The fire near Pepperdine University started late Monday night. The family of Hannah Kobayashi reporting she's safe. She hadn't been seen since early November when she missed a connecting flight at LAX. LAX. Police say she gone to Mexico and wasn't a victim of foul play. Health officials warning those who drink raw milk and who feel sick should get tested for bird flu.
Right now, it's very low threat to the general population in the short term. But in the medium term and the long term, I think that's where people are a little bit nervous just because the virus is mutating.
See San Francisco Dr. Peter Chin Hong, raw milk possibly the reason a child in Marin County got sick. Jeff Scott, California News.
Woohoo! Another girl's night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Young farmers and ranchers from across the state gathered at the 2024 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where they reaffirmed the importance of collaboration within their communities to boost involvement and address key issues essential to the future of agriculture. The event brought together California Young Farmers and Ranchers members, farmers, ranchers, and agricultural professionals ages 18 to 35 for workshops on critical issues, strategies to strengthen young farmers and ranchers programs, and celebrations of member achievements. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Cloudy skies with some rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow morning, then a partial clearing in the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Saturday with a 90% chance of rain in the morning, partly cloudy starting Sunday, lasting all the way to Thursday next week. Upper 50s on Sunday, low 60s Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees with some rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County invites you to a special evening of celebration and holiday cheer, Wednesday, December 18th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion, as we honor retiring Supervisor Debbie Arnold for 12 incredible years of service. Enjoy a delicious lasagna dinner catered by Science Catering. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Come celebrate Debbie's courageous leadership and dedication to our community December 18th. Register today at rpsloc.org. Donations just $50. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed after the NASDAQ closed over the 20,000 mark for the first time yesterday. President Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. Investors appear focused on the latest hotter-than-expected inflation reading. The producer price index inflation at the wholesale level rose 3% in the year ending in November, up 3.4% excluding food and energy. Tesla shares opened flat after closing at a record on Wednesday. Forbes billionaire list says Tesla CEO Elon Musk's net worth has now crossed the $400 billion mark for the first time. And Adobe, the maker of Photoshop, reported upbeat earnings, but Wall Street was anticipating a more optimistic forecast. Adobe shares are down 11%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Happy holidays from Paso Robles Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968, and that would be 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Thursday edition.
They seek him here. They seek him there. Clothes are loud, but never swear. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Whatever may be on your minds, okay, first thing here on Email Drone. When I got my grandson a drone years ago, it had to be registered. It was in my name on my email, and it cost $15, as I remember. Okay, well, there are rules. You have to register with the FAA in California, and there are some things. If a property owner, if they think that interferes with the owner's use and enjoyment of their property, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to fly it over somebody's property. But again, how do you find the person? How do you find the person? Last hour, the guy said, well, they come back. Well, people can manipulate that. They can manipulate that. But here's something I didn't realize, because obviously I don't own one. But the non-recreational flying includes things like, and this makes sense with technology today, taking photos to help sell a property or service, roof inspections, or taking pictures of something like a high school football game for the website or for the coaches. Goodwill can also be considered non-recreational. This would include things like volunteering to use your drone to survey coastlines on behalf of a nonprofit organization. And it says here, if you have one and you're not sure what the rules are, is that you need to consult in within your jurisdiction or the state. So, Chris, do you know anybody that owns a drone?
I don't.
You have any interest in one?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Seems like kind of a hassle.
Well, it's just another toy for some people.
I mean, I will say the footage that some of them can get is actually pretty impressive. Like, have you ever seen a video of a drone flying over a landscape or a beach or a city or something like that?
Yeah, I have.
Looks pretty neat.
No, it is. But again, it's sort of, I don't know if I'm making the right comparison here, with AI. Well, it has potential for a lot of great, or not potential, it has some pretty good uses, but I guess like a lot of things, into the wrong hands, and you have issues, particularly with neighbors. Now, I don't know how many people are interested in buying a drone. I don't. I have no idea. And what the thrill is, because I haven't done it and I have no interest in it. But as I've said, to each his own. But I'm just guessing, if you have a neighbor and they're flying it over your house, do they have any consideration for you anyway? And what are the chances of you going to them and saying, hey, this is upsetting to me. Would you please stop? I don't know, because I know when you, in California anyway, you have to file some kind of complaint with whatever agency. You know, it's like when you have an issue with a neighbor and a dog, you go to animal control, whoever it is here in the county, and it's a pain in the neck. It's just a pain in the neck. Well, we have laws set up for this. So I, you know, luckily, and you're not allowed to shoot them down, by the way, which obviously that's, shouldn't have to tell anybody that, but that is it. Okay. This is a story that's probably not surprising. There's a group called the Parents Defending Education. It's a PDE. Now, this investigation and a report that's exposed in the United States Department of Education, and what it entails is the Department of Education devoted 229 grants to force its far-left ideologies into the education system, 42 states and Washington, D.C., and this represents about 7 million K through 12 students. And how much money? $1 billion. $1 billion. That's how much of your tax money has gone into this with the education system. The DEI hirings, advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion in hiring, programming, and mental health training in American schools since 2020-21. This is according to a new report from this organization. And it's gaining a little bit of steam. And the amount of money, for example, I'll give you one. Now, it's not $1 billion, but still just think about this. For example, there was a grant given to a school in Michigan. That grant was for $38,000 to a Michigan school district, a professional development training by an equity consultant, along with copies of the consultant's book. This was one day. $38,000. $38,000 one day. This is just one of the many examples of where your tax money is going. Just one of the examples. So for those of you that want to continue to vote for school bonds and all this stuff, here's something else you should probably be aware of. Where did I see that? Had to do with a statistic that we're kind of familiar with here in Paso Robles, and it has to do with the success, and I think this was nationwide too. Oh, okay. The National Center for Education Statistics indicates nearly one-third of U.S. public school children are behind grade level. Think about that. One-third. Now, I threw out 7 million on the kids that this program reached, but that was only 42 million. So I don't know how many kids are in public schools in the United States. But again, this is a National Center of Education statistic, and this is for the 23-24 school year. One-third are behind grade level. Oh, I know. Let's spend more money. That'll fix it. That'll fix it. So just a plethora of issues and the continuing examples set by the adults of how our money is being wasted and how they will come to you and fool you into giving them more money. This is, I don't know at what point is this going to stop, if ever. If ever. So, something for you folks to think about it. Okay, as I mentioned a little bit, probably wants to be. Reparation activists in the Golden State hope their snub bill that was shelved in September will be introduced by the legislature during the next session. And that will be in January. It probably won't be a surprise if this comes back now that the election is over. You remember in September, it was Newsom. No, 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 no. because he didn't want to give any more ammunition. So my guess, it's probably going to come back here in California. And, of course, this has been going on for a few years. And the money has been changed, and what the exact reparations here in the state of California have changed over the course of this. I think it's been going on for this committee or whatever you want to call them for a couple of years now. So we will see what happens in January regarding this. And a bill has been introduced, AB 57, and it seeks to allot a portion of California Home Purchase Assistance Program, and these would be funds for descendants of slaves. The money, it doesn't say how much money, although that's for the homes. But now, your Governor Newsom has remained silent on most reparation bills introduced this year, but approved a nearly $30 billion budget in June, which included $12 million for reparations. Now, that budget did not detail which proposals the fund would support, and his administration has expressed opposition to some of the measures, however, not all of the measures. But that's just $12 million to begin with. So we will see what happens in January regarding this, because it's not going away. And again, more money from the taxpayers. So that's why somebody was talking about last week that, look, you know, when you vote, you got to think long term and the money down the road, because they're going to be government's going to continue to take more money out of your pocket. There's no question about it. So why do you want to keep inflicting it on you, on yourselves right away? I mean, there's some things that we need to spend money on. We all know that. But the change in the way government has manipulated, particularly with propositions and so forth, to get more money out of us, and then we have more people complaining that they need money or they don't have enough, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes on and on and on and on. All righty, folks, let's see here. I got this email here. Some lady, she wrote this. Let's see here. Men can define what a man is, but why women can't define what a woman is, and a Supreme Court judge woman couldn't define a woman is confusing. I'm confused because as a woman, I always win in court against a man when it comes down to it. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that very much. Hadn't heard that, or I don't know where this came from, but I know the reference to the Supreme Court judge when that came up. I think it was last year at some time. So anyway, always appreciate that. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. San Miguel's 34th Annual Christmas Light Parade is set for next Saturday, December 21st. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on Mission Street in San Miguel, and festivities continue at the fire station with an opportunity to meet Santa Claus. For those looking to participate in the parade, you can apply online at sanmiguelcsd.org or find an application at the San Miguel Fire Station. The Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment. The assessment received 918 survey responses, where 78% of responders cite affordable housing as a higher need for the county. 77% of respondents who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning with some rain, then partial clearing for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden's pardon pen with the biggest one-day act of presidential clemency, commuting the sentences of 1,500 people on home confinement who were let out of prison early during COVID. 39 more pardoned of nonviolent crimes. Incoming border czar Tom Homan meets New York Democrat Mayor Eric Adams today on Adams' invite to talk about how he would begin deporting criminal migrants. Briefings, but no answers to the drone incursions over New Jersey after the Pentagon shot down a New Jersey car. congressman's suggestion the drones may be coming from an Iranian ship. Residents' minds not eased about the nightly sightings.
It's kind of scary when you're driving down the road at night and you see these lights coming towards you in the sky. You don't know what it is.
And President-elect Donald Trump made the cover. He's the Time Person of the Year. America is listening to Fox News.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances, shop downtown merchants, and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper. I can get Tempur-Pedic and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the new garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise as you stroll through the magic of the season. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments, all within walking distance. Bring your family or make it a date night. And a special thanks to our official lighting sponsors, Central Coast Community Energy, Z Villages Real Estate, Sousa Construction, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, the City of Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety, and Wysong Construction. Event details can be found at visitatascadero.com. But don't miss garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. And again, for more information, go to visitatascadero.com. 3CE is giving households and businesses a choice to do more with their energy. Learn more at 3CEnergy.org.
And it's Boyd's Tobacco's cigar event for the month of December. Have a classic Christmas dinner with the roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and dessert. Cigar specials and great prizes. The event is $30 per person or free for lounge members. Now, that's coming up a week from today, Thursday, December 19th from 5 to 8. And you have to RSVP by this Monday to be included in the dinner. And again, $30 per person or free for lounge members. Go to BoydsTobaccoElegantGifts.com or you simply can call Boyd's 239-8701.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, we've had a little bit of rain, maybe a couple more sprinkles this morning, and then some clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Thursday, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight and overnight, some clouds and overnight lows in the low 40s. Clouds and sunshine a little bit on Friday, low 60s. Could get some rain, about an 85 to 90% chance early Saturday, and highs should be in the upper 50s for the remainder of the day with a course, clouds remaining. Mostly sunny Sunday, upper 50s, low 60s Monday, Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go. Let's see here. 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m., and it is 47 degrees with some light rain in your particular, in some areas. And weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
All righty, your community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. On the corner of 16th and Spring, it's coming up Saturday, December 21st, 5 o'clock at the Atascadero Grange Hall. It is the Christmas bingo and barbecue. Kids Christmas music and bingo fun at 6, dinner at 5:30. This is to help out resilient souls. So it's the 21st, next Saturday. And for more information, you can call 833-322-1920, Resilient Souls. So they appreciate it. Also, some help if you're looking for the Alzheimer's here in the Central Coast, California, San Luis Obispo. Well, they lead the way in many things here. They have education. They have the support groups. They have the care consultations. They have the online learning. That's for both sides. Call any time, day or night, to speak with a dementia specialist. Ask questions, register for events, schedule care consultations, and a lot more. That's California Central Coast Chapter, Alzheimer's Association, their program and services. Here is the 800 number to help out, 1-800-272-3900, and make sure you do take advantage of it. Again, they have the educational part for both is extremely important, and you'll find out about the disease itself, caregiving, the legal and financial issues, and much, much more that you don't want to wait too long to do that. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries are brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park. It's over that way. You know where it is. Let's see, on this Thursday, local celebrities. You know, so far in December, there hasn't been many birthdays so far on the, you know, for each day. There must be some reason for that. Anyway, here are the local ones on this Thursday. Aaron Cantrell, Mark Buckman, Robbie McKee, Travis Hansen, Luke Phillips, Spencer Robertson, and B.B. Casey. That's it. That's all we have for our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of. Indeed, thank goodness. Co-author of the Federalist Papers and first United States Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, rather. And that would be John Jay, 1745-1829. Who else? The early Western movie actor, Buck Jones, 1890, died in 1942. All right. He died as a result of suffering burns in Boston. Doesn't say how. Very, very fine actor. Edward G. Robinson, 1893-1973. Remember Little Caesar and Kid Callahan, Double Identity. I love that. Key Largo. What a career. Another actress or actor, not another, but this is an actress, Karen Morley, 1909-2003. Clint Smith, he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. It doesn't sound like a hockey player's name, does it? 1913, he passed away. The old blue eyes, Frank Sinatra, 1915, he passed away in 1998. Jazz singer Joe Williams, 1919-1999. The Price is Right, Bob Barker, 1923. Died in 2023, the former mayor of of New York. I was going to say the former mayor of Edgecotch. It's Ed Koch, 1924-2013. One of the great basketball players of all time, Mr. Bob Pettit, 1932. He is still with us. Yes, indeed. All right, you race car fans may remember Wally Dahlenbeck, 1936. You bum fans may remember this club owner by the name of Peter O'Malley, 1937. Stupid Cupid singer, Connie Francis, 1938. She is the one that she dated Bobby Darin. Connie's dad did not like Bobby Darin for whatever reason. And they used to try to escape, and somehow he broke it up. And anyway, you kind of know the rest of it. From the association, Terry Kirkman, 1939, 2023. Another singer here, Dionne Warwick, 1941. From the Moody Blues, Mike Pinder. He was a keyboard player, or is, 1942. Dickie Betts and his red guitar, the Allman Brothers, 1943. From the Dave Clark Five, Mike Smith, 1943. Grover Washington Jr., the sax player, 1943. Passed away in 1999. This guy was a pretty good baseball player. They called him the Road Runner, and that would be Ralph Garr. Played primarily with the Braves. He was an all-star. Hit about 300 for his career. 1945, from Jethro Tull, Clive Bunker. 1946, he was a drummer. Another race car person, Emerson Fittipaldi. He was born in 1946. And also, who else do we have? Paul Rogers. This guy, he was with Free, Bad Company, and The Firm. He's got an incredible voice. I think he was at the California Mid-State Fair a couple of years ago. Just a powerful voice. He was born in 1949. Another hockey Hall of Famer that just by the name you wouldn't think he was hockey, Billy Smith. Big deal. He was born in 1950. This guy played with the Denver Broncos, defensive tackle, Reuben Carter, 1952. Kathy Rigby, she was born in 1952. She was on the United States Olympic team, champion, silver medalist, I should say. I had a chance, I literally ran into her. Literally, I bumped into her on the stairs. She was given a demonstration at East Tennessee State University when I was a freshman, and it was during winter workouts, and at the time, our facility, dome wasn't completed for use yet. But so she was coming out to give a talk and a demonstration to the gymnastic team at East Tennessee State. And I'm running up the steps to go to the weight room because you had to be there at a certain time. And, you know, you get out of class, you got to get chest and stuff like that. So I'm literally running up the steps and she's coming down. She looked like she was running a little late. And we bumped into each other. And I said, I'm sorry and stuff. And it's a good thing that I said that quickly because her husband at the time was with her, and he was Tommy Mason, and he was a former All-Pro running back and first-round pick out of Tulane. He played for the Vikings, so I escaped with my life. Kicker with the Cowboys, Raphael Septien, was born in 1953. Singer and drummer, Sheila E., 1957. Sherry Wilson, the actress, 1958. From Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Paul Rutherford, 1958. Very good tennis player, Tracy Austin. She was born in 1962. John Randall, I think he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was a beast, man. Defensive end, 1967. Safety, not a bad one with the Buffalo Bills, primarily. Kurt Schultz was born in 1968. Also, Jennifer Connelly, the actress, 1970. Regina Hall, the actress, 1970. And got a lot on the list today. Orlando Hudson, not a bad baseball player. He was born in 1977. Irving Santana played with the Angels and others, 1982. And that is it. All right. Now, passing away on this day, she was one of the best ever. She overcame polio, becoming the fastest woman in the world. Wilma Rudolph passed away in 1994. Remember, she contracted polio at the age of 5, losing strength in her leg and foot, and had to wear a leg brace until she was 12. Well, a few years later, she's the fastest person on the earth. Alexander Selkirk, you know him as the real Robinson Crusoe, 1721. Also passing away on this day, one of the best. He used him as one of my intro songs this morning. And just an all-around good guy. He had 30 number one hits. 30 number one hits. Country singer, Mr. Charlie Pride, passed away in 2020. Danny Aiello, he was a good actor. He died in 2019. A gentleman who spent some time here on the Central Coast. Over in the facilities, courtesy of your tax dollars, and that would be Ike Turner, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, considered by many to be the first rock and roll song, Rocket 88, which I've played for you a couple of times over the years here Yeah, he had a lot of issues. 2007, also passing away. This guy was, he was funny. Young Frankenstein and Everybody Loves Raymond and another movie. I always forget the name of it with Michael Keaton. God, I can't remember, but it was funny. Peter Boyle died in 2006. The writer of Catch-22, Joseph Heller, passed away in 1999. And Baxter, well, quite the actress. She won an Oscar, and she passed away in 1995. The Russian-born American radio and TV pioneer, president of RCA and the founder of NBC, that would be Mr. David Sarnoff. He died in 1971. You know, he started out as a telephone operator. A lady with quite a career and interesting background, just interesting life, Tallulah Bankhead. She passed away in 1968, another person with an interesting life. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., he passed away. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., he died in 1938. And John Wanamaker, American merchant, postmaster general. Now, he introduced the use of mailboxes, and that was in an effort to make mail delivery more efficient. Now, up until then, now think about this. Up until then, the mailman would knock on your door and hand deliver the mail to you. All right. Well, there you go. Okay, so with all that, a lot of people today. Going to the top of the list, this is perseverance and how failure can help. He is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He is one of only four players who was named to all four NBA anniversary teams and one of only the two living members remaining. The other is Bob Cousy. Now, Bob Pettit was from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was cut from his basketball team his freshman and sophomore years. So what did he do? He played church league, and he had a little growth spurt and ended up, being pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. He went to LSU and quite the career, averaged over 26 points a game, over 15 rebounds a game, and he went on to the NBA, played. He was the first one, first round pick, but not the first overall pick back in 1954. That was Frank Selvey from Furman. But Bob Pettit went on to have just one of the most amazing careers. He was a two-time NBA All-Star, 11-time All-Star. He played 11 years, by the way. And he was a four-time NBA All-Star MVP, NBA champion, Rookie of the Year, two-time scoring champion, rebounding leader, and, of course, just an amazing career. Short, and I've never been able to find out why he only played 11 years. I don't know that. But when he went to LSU, he was all everything, and he held most of the records until a guy by the name of Pete Maravich came along, and another one out of Louisville, Rudy Macklin, came along. Bob Pettit goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Public Works Department will be giving an update to the Board of Supervisors regarding the Nacimiento water pipeline repair at Yerba Buena Creek. Staff estimates that emergency repairs to the pipeline caused by corrosion will be completed by the end of December 2024. The Templeton CSD will swear in its board members in the next meeting on Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Members Naveed Farnadesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone will be sworn in. Outgoing board member Jeff English will also be recognized. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
I think even in his last year, despite some injuries, he still averaged over 30 points a game, if I'm not mistaken. For his career, he averaged 26 points, 16 rebounds. That's third behind Chamberlain and Russell. Not a bad basketball player, Bob Pettit. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.